When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. All right, guys, we're taking a risk here. We're going to let Manus do the opener, and no one knows where we're going with this.
No, it's not really. I don't know if it's no, but hang on. I got a little bit of chocolate. Hang on. Just let me get it down.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Do you do this on your other show?
Now, do you remember?
Yeah.
It was before either the first, second, or third tour, whatever. And you said to me, Janice, there's some people that might want to sponsor part of the tour.
Yeah.
And we'd
and
like
then they showed up and they had no idea they were meeting with
they
us.
They had no idea. But you and I don't know why I was asked to come. I think because I was anyway, you said
well because Giancarlo thought that we could do like Manus blogs for them, but then they That's showed right. up and they're like, "We don't even know why we're meeting with you." It was really weird. But anyway.
So anyway, you said, "Okay, Janice, meet us at that fancy place."
Soho House.
The Soho House in
that was West Hollywood.
Hollywood, right? Yeah. And you said so. So I didn't really know what to expect, what it was. Remember, and I pulled up.
Oh, boy.
And
like the Wolverine.
Yes.
It was full-blown Wolverine.
I was dressed in my Wolverine. I'm just saying. I was dressed in the Wolverine.
Combat boots.
Remember the man.
No, hiking boots.
And remember the man at the door, the valet fellow said, "Are you sure you want this restaurant, ma'am? Because the pizza place is just down the road." And anyway, when I came in and you were mortified... When I walked in and you introduced me to these clients, nope. And I was wearing my Storm Rider jacket.
AKA, like, it was right out of Brokeback.
AKA.
It was.
Yes, it was.
It was Brokeback.
It's what Heath Ledger was in Brokeback.
Brokeback Manus.
Brokeback Manus. And I just wanted to tell you that literally 4 days ago, I put it in a bag for the
Goodwill.
I packed up all these bags of clothes and I put it in and it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking to put it in. But
a poor
I put
homeless
it
person that gets that jacket.
But I'm just saying, you know what? It honestly was one of my first steps into getting rid of my hoarding. And yeah. it was so freeing.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. And that's what I...
Welcome to the world of being a sanitation engineer.
But no, you
That's
know
what I am.
No, you are a minimalist. You are a minimalist almost to the nth degree. I've seen your home.
I'm not allowed to clean because Heidi's a hoarder.
But
Heidi the hoarder.
But it doesn't show. There's no hoarding.
That's because I run around the house and I throw crap away when she's not looking. And you know what she does now? She goes through the trash. Bibs.
I've seen it.
Bibs.
It's kind of
that
bad.
The children
have had, they're 4 and 6. They don't need bibs anymore. She pulled them out of the garbage. Savage.
Well, there's certain things, though. And this is where it can become a sickness. Because there's certain things where you have it, though. And you go, oh, I really think this would be really a
one
lovely
day.
Memento.
Okay.
I'm just saying, at some point, you may shift, though.
The Heath Ledger jacket?
All I'm saying is, it's when you take one step.
Yeah.
One step into it and feel what it feels like.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. You can tell. I don't know if you know this, Jillian. But when someone's trying to break a habit, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just saying.
A new delightful point of view. I don't know the rest of the words.
No. Where to go?
Of course Nicole knows. Of course Nicole knows.
A whole new world. I've got it all.
I'm just saying that.
Lubal knows it too.
Until you feel it, you feel it when you feel it. Mm. Like you.
And what made you go, Storm Rider? Today's the day.
Because I went crazy. I got rid of all the stuff. And I remember all these bags were downstairs. And my sister said to me, she said, are you sure there's not some good stuff in there?
Whoa.
And it almost drew me back in. I almost went, but I went for it.
Oh, man.
I pushed it ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's something. Once
you have
do
a girlfriend
it,
now?
No.
Because the jacket was like a force field. It was repellent. It was like girlfriend repeller.
That was a good jacket. And I must admit, I looked kind of good in that jacket.
No.
Well, you know what?
No.
All I'm saying is.
And it's also 5 sizes too big on you.
No, it wasn't. It was tight.
No.
It's just when you feel it, you feel the change.
Yep. Ride it.
Ride it.
Yeah. And now how do you feel?
Well.
You miss your jacket, huh?
I miss it terribly. And I have a lot of regret about it. However, I have a lot of, it's a good feeling. Because I went through. It's like what you said. When you cleaned out your cupboards.
Oh, man.
But what?
I love cleaning out the cupboards. Oh, get it out of there.
And that's what I said to myself.
My shrink says to me, you're a sanitation engineer. You have to, though, with kids. It's insane. And by the way, who is the animal that was like, you know what we need to do with little kids' toys? We need to make them come with 1,000 tiny little pieces. I hate that person. Mattel, hate you.
What do you mean all 1,000 those little tiny pieces?
Dude, every kid toy you get is 1,000 tiny little pieces. Light Bright, 1,000 tiny little pieces. Every Lego thing, 1,000 tiny little pieces. Puzzles, 1,000 tiny little pieces. A box of crayons, 1,000 crayons. It's a nightmare. Marbles, it's just like every single thing. Lincoln Logs is a thing. Magnetiles, they're all like something that breaks into 1,000 tiny little pieces. I can't deal with it. And they, Ninja Turtle, whatever, it's just. Oh my God. A train track, 1,000 tiny little pieces. It's the worst.
Now, are you a minimalist with your children's toys? Do you get rid
of? I can't be. I mean, but they have stuff. Like I've said to Heidi, I'm like, this, it's so overstuffed and like overflowing that they don't even know. They can't even effectively play with things. They don't even know what they have. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's just insane.
Okay, so someone was to buy, because I think you're not
it's
alone.
It's insane.
Because I have great grandnieces and nephews.
Oh, God.
And I look at this stuff.
Crazy.
So what should people do now when kids don't, what should people do? What should people give?
I say don't give them anything. I tell people, I'm like, make a donation. They're rich kids. They don't need anything. They have too much. And when we have birthday parties for them, I'm like, guys, I love you. If you want the birthday party, we're donating the gifts. What do you want? They have enough. We get them a birthday present. And like their grandparents will get them a birthday present. But
other than
I'm
that.
Like, if you show up with a birthday present, I will chop your arm off. Make a donation to like Hope for Haiti or whatever they can pick. You know, but I'm like, do not bring my spoiled children more things. Don't do it.
See, okay.
And there's not even enough room in the house. I mean, there were stuffed animals. Like the kids had over 50. My son has over 50 of them.
And what do you take
30 of them
asleep?
I was like, Phoenix, I do. Some of them I do, yeah. I clean. He doesn't even notice they're gone.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
He's got like 5 that he cares about. And I know which ones they are and I know their names. It's like Doobie the polar bear, Fire Truck the polar bear, Lammy, Coyote that he got at like the resort in Wyoming. Like he has like 5 that he cares about. The rest he doesn't even know exists.
If you came into my room and took my Storm Rider jacket when I was asleep, I would notice it. See, there's certain things you do notice. And what happens when you do take those things?
He doesn't even know they're gone.
He doesn't. He doesn't at all.
No. There's so much of it. And I just give it to the housekeeper. Or we'll take it like Nicole. Oh my God. So some, I'm going to say this out loud and I'll give the acknowledgement to My Little Pony. So for some reason, My Little Pony sent a bunch of stuff for the kids. And I go, don't you even dare bring that over the house. I was like, go take that. We took it to Boys Town, which is a foster care home for little kids. It's not just boys. I was like, don't even bring it to the house. Call Shay and take it over to Boys Town. Don't even bring it over here. No. Do you know how many horses, little toy horses they have? Like a gigantic bin full of them.
Yeah.
No. And you know what happens? When you have money, there's something we're working on with Chrysler. I don't know if it's going to happen. But Chrysler contacted us and they were like, we want to give Jillian a car, a Pacifica or something. And I was like, you know, that's really sweet, but I don't need a car. I'm just going to give it away. And I was like, can you ask them, like, can I give the car away? I don't need the car.
Right.
I was going to give it to Boys Town.
But it is kind of, but seriously, why would they give you a car?
Because that's what people do with people that are, they're like, oh, here's toys, here's this, here's that, here's a stroller, here's a this, here's a that. And I mean, it's like, and I always say, I'm like, I don't need, you know, please don't give me, you know, they give the kids things, people give it, it's just, and so we said to Chrysler, we're like, look, we don't need the car, but you know, if you want to do a contest, like for, you know, someone can write in and say why they need the car, like, we're happy to do it for free for you, like a spokesperson kind of thing, and we won't take
it. Oh, yeah.
So they might do it, I don't know if they're going to or not. But I just, I was, you know, it happens all the time. No, too much stuff. No more stuff. Too much stuff.
Yeah.
If I told you how much stuff they have, and part of it is also, I think, because of Heidi didn't have a ton of stuff growing up. So I think there's part of that.
A little
going
bit
on.
Of that.
Yeah, a little bit of that going on.
Yeah. No, but there's a movement. I'm telling you, people are cleaning house.
Oh, hate like all the stuff. Hate it.
But
you can't find anything.
You can't find anything, but you don't know what it feels like until you begin, and then you go, oh my God, there's air in my house. Like,
you
I don't
can
know
find
what...
your clothes. You can find your toys. You can appreciate the things that matter instead of feeling guilty about the garbage that doesn't. I mean, we just cleaned out the closet again. What do we, like, 8 bags of stuff.
Oh, more than that. It was 4 to one place, at least 4 to Inez. I took one.
She wears my shoes. I can give her my shoes.
Yeah, they're nice. I like them.
I give her my shoes.
I don't know. It sounds so silly that putting that jacket in a bag, but man, I'm telling you, it was an epiphany for me that you can just do it. You can just do it. I know I'm not alone.
Well, now you're probably going to be cold.
No, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Menopause Mary? Are you kidding?
Man, that was the ugliest jacket I've ever seen in my life. Well.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Oh, Manus.
Yes.
All right. I've got a snappy that we, God knows we need.
All right. Yeah, we do need a snappy.
Yeah. I was reading this article the other day, and it was about the benefits of kissing, although you would think they were inherent and obvious. Not so, Manus.
I miss kissing.
I know what's going to say. Like, are you ever going to get back on the wagon?
I used to.
Got rid of that old ugly jacket. I mean, it's a wide open playing field for you now. You know, I mean, we do need to get your hair cut again. But other than that.
Yeah. No, there's something about when you really get into macking down with somebody.
Yeah, macking down. No one says that anymore. But yeah.
Yeah.
Macking down.
Yeah.
What do the cool kids say these days, Nick, instead of macking down?
Is that supposed to be was macking down kissing?
Yeah, like necking.
Necking. It's just like making out.
But making out can include dry humping.
Ooh. I don't think people do that past sixth grade.
I mean, you can.
No, it's like a junior high thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like the precursor to the actual.
You were wearing your jacket, weren't you? Yeah, I knew it.
It's like a heavy penny.
I knew it.
Yeah. Making out is more than just kissing. That's squeezing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're talking about just necking.
Okay. No. You're not going to get in there and kiss that much without squeezing other parts.
It's not the 50s, dude. Necking.
Necking. When you neck with somebody.
Yeah. Again, if you're getting that intense to be like getting to necking point, you're squeezing other parts. We're not that
necking?
Innocent anymore.
No one says necking.
What do you call it? Okay. What do you call it when you're just necking with someone? When you're just kissing.
Prude.
I'd say making out. Yeah. Oh, prude. Yeah.
Prude. All right. Tell me about the macking down.
Nicole's a whore. All right. So listen to this. It can boost your immunity, which I would always have thought kind of the other wise. But I wrote some of these things down. It can transfer 80 million germs from one person's mouth to another, which does not make me kiss anybody. but there was like this Dutch study that was published in this journal called Microbiome, and about 80 million germs, which was grossness to me, but it can boost your immunity because you are passing the bugs around, but I guess you're passing the anti-bugs around too. Like if they built an immunity to it, you're passing that along as well.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if I have an antivirus or whatever, the immunity for some cold or this and that, you can pass that along. And listen to this one. A paper in the Journal of the Medical Hypothesis suggested that kissing between partners could help protect babies from being infected in utero with cytomegalovirus. I've never heard of that. I have no idea what that is. But it can cause birth defects and blindness. So if you don't kiss, your kid could be blind.
Really?
No, I don't know. No, that sounds ridiculous to me.
Really? What?
I don't know. That's what this said.
Okay.
Okay. They also suggest that when women are closer to ovulation, they like to kiss more, and they think that it can aid in boosting your chances of pregnancy. Huh? And there was another thing that said men enjoy French kissing more than women, but that it's really good for women because men can, this is a theory, pass their testosterone in their saliva to women to help us boost our testosterone and therefore our sexual desire.
I think women tongue.
Maybe this
just,
is lesbian
think,
bed death. Maybe this is the problem. Jake, give me a wet one. Huh?
I think women tongue just as much
in my mouth,
as men
Jake.
Do. It used to be in the,
I think that men are like very deep throaty, lot of...
Yeah, but I think
not
women.
Quite
I
so.
Think women.
That's a generalization,
tongue.
And it's been a while.
I just know that there are some. I mean, it's all not
right,
good
yes,
to have like a
girl.
Tongue right down your throat.
Yeah,
that's like terrible. It's like, are you trying to gag me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to taste what
no,
I eat?
No, okay. You're a straight girl. So what about when you do? You ever give some put some tongue in someone's
yeah,
mouth?
Some tongue, but not the whole
yeah,
organ.
Yeah, not the whole tongue.
Okay. All right. So the French kissing is
supposedly the more tongue, but. There's a theory that you can get the testosterone. I thought that was interesting because women could always use a little more, a little boost.
Yeah, okay.
Not from steroids or anything, but okay. It can also promote closeness and therefore potentially save your relationship. Here's a study from the Kinsey Institute.
It's very intimate.
It says guys who frequently smooched were also 3 times happier in their relationship than guys with limited snuggling.
Okay, you've been in the room right now. You've been in the longest term relationship. Do
yeah.
you still neck?
Please don't say that word.
Okay. Do you still
kiss?
Kiss.
Yeah.
Like, but really kiss?
When
like
it's
like
time,
long periods of time.
When it's happening, when it's all going down. Yeah.
But what about just as we say? What about just without having it go to when it's all going down? What about just
no?
A
just sit there and make out. No. Mm-mm. No, because
we don't need to do that. Because
if we've got time for that, we got to get it all in there then. It's all got to happen. The kids ruined everything.
No,
they ruined everything.
That makes sense. So,
yeah.
So you don't titillate with just a little MacDown session.
No, we were like, let's go. We got 15 minutes. Come on. Chop, wow. Chop.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Let's see.
Yeah.
There are kissing competitions.
I mean kissing competitions.
They're kissing competitions. One kiss lasted for 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds in Thailand on December 14th in 2013. They beat out 8 other couples.
Did you ever see
that
really
yes.
cool? I thought this was the coolest video where they had 2 strangers kissing. You meet for the first time and you just kiss. It's actually really.
Creepy.
They made a film. No, it was really beautiful.
Manness.
It was like, I guess we should do this now. And it just was these 2 people meeting for the first time.
Ooh,
oh, no. It's. Oh, I wish. You know what?
Passing 80 million germs.
Oh, you know what? No, hang on a second. It's. You keep talking.
I did see the video. It was pretty cool.
Well, I'm done.
But like,
did
I was.
Did you see it, Nicole?
I did see the video, but I kind of wonder exactly how organic the actual meeting of the people were. Like, some of it I felt was staged.
Yeah, me too. I've never seen it, but I think
yeah, me too.
I do too.
You jackass.
Are you
really done with this segment?
Yes, I'm done. I've been done.
No, you know what happened to you? I know what happened to you.
No, I very clearly said, and here's the last thing.
No, you know what?
There's a kissing competition.
You, because I started asking you about when you were kissing, and then you said, okay,
that's
I'm going to stop this.
That's not what happened. I got to the end. I read it in Time Magazine. Google the article.
Have you ever done a hollow kiss with no tongue at all?
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Like this big empty cavern where you're just like this.
The Superman kiss is pretty weird, too.
What's the Superman kiss?
Oh, excuse me, Spider-Man kiss. You know, like where Spider-Man was hanging upside down? Mary Jane came up to kiss him.
Oh, upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't,
it's weird.
I don't know how often you're in that position, though. When
you can
upside
make
down.
It work.
I told you this was done.
I'm just...
What is now 100 years ago.
Same. Have you ever had a hollow?
Oh, God,
or have you ever kind of bit? Have you ever kissed somebody when they bite? Like, bite your lip?
Well, yeah, I'm
a
biter.
I think a little nibbling.
Are you a biter?
Fine.
I'm a biter.
Wow. See, I told you. If I kept going with her, I knew more would come. I am a biter.
I'm a biter. I sent my cousin to the hospital when he was 3 years old. Tetanus shot.
Wait.
No,
wait.
I was three. No, he
wait,
was three.
You were kissing your cousin?
No, I bit someone. No, I just bit him, and then it just carried on.
I kissed my cousin once under a tree.
I didn't kiss him. I bit him. But I think the biting thing transcended because it was such a rush.
Oh, like you continue to bite people when you kiss
right.
them.
Right. Yes.
I speak Jillian.
Oh, gotcha. Mine was at my sister's wedding.
A male cousin? Or?
Yeah.
So
I had been heavily drinking at the time.
Wait, how
this
old were you?
This is why you're sober. Were you wearing that jacket?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are back, and all the way from Salt Lake City, Utah. Jillian, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, good, Jillian. How are you?
We're good, man. I got to tell you, we're pretty excited to have a male caller. I'm not going to lie. You're like...
Man, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank you. What's going on?
So I wanted to reach out to you. Over the past year, I have kind of transformed my life a little bit and dropped about 70 pounds. I've gone from...
A little bit? Sounds like a lot.
Yeah. So gotten from about 275 pounds down to about 205.
Wow, man. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been a great journey, and it's been a great year. I used to be a heavy soda drinker and cut that all out completely and just kind of changed the way I eat and the way I just started moving and exercising, and it's just been fantastic. So
love hearing that. Thank you for telling us that.
Yeah, and I have to say thank you to you. Your tools, your videos both my wife and I have gone through and done Body Revolution and Body Shred multiple times.
You did Body Shred?
I did Body Shred, yeah.
No, I'm really impressed.
I couldn't get the very last one. Man, that was intense, that last video. But,
Opus? Is it that one?
Yeah.
That's just for fun. We there's a reason, by the way, that I kept switching out the trainers throughout the circuits. It's really for fun. It's like the ultimate kind of challenge.
Gotcha.
Bucket list workout.
It was a challenge, that's for sure. So, but I love Body Shred and Body Revolution, and it's just great. And now I'm to the point where I've got down to, I'm about, like I said, about 205 is where I'm about weight-wise, and I'm okay with 205. I like that. I feel healthy. My cholesterol, my blood pressure, everything is in check and in the healthy ranges now. And
excellent.
And now I'm just getting to the point where I want to build a little bit more muscle. I want to see if I can get my body fat percentage to drop and see if I can get some of those abs to show a little bit more.
Okay, but you want to gain size?
I'd like to gain some muscle at this point, but don't know if I really am. I'm okay. I know muscle will obviously put on some weight, but I'm okay doing that. Just trying to figure out the best thing to do at this point to to get more lean, I guess.
Okay.
Probably what I'd like
to do. Think of it like this. These are two, as crazy as this sounds, they're two conflicting fitness agendas. So getting shredded and gaining size are different. Despite the fact that you can gain muscle without getting fat or putting on fat, to shred fat or to shed it, whichever word you choose, is counterintuitive to gaining muscle. So you can maintain lean muscle mass. You can condition your muscles. You can burn intramuscular fat and subcutaneous fat on the same regimen. But when it comes to mass, the bottom line is that you will need a calorie surplus because you are trying quite literally, right, to grow muscle. And so it becomes a counterintuitive theory. Get bigger, get smaller. And it's very difficult to get shredded. So what I usually will tell people is you got to do one and then the other. So I'll say, all right, if you want to gain 5 pounds of muscle, which is a lot of muscle, and a lot of people are like, 5 pounds? You know, you'll hear someone go, oh, dude, yeah, I put on like, I heard a guy at the gym one time being like, yeah, I put on like 20 pounds muscle, and like, I'm going to put on like another, and I was like, oh, you did, because Mr. Olympia put on 3 pounds of muscle last year, but okay. You know, and it's like, you know, they don't understand, like, you know, probably like 10 of those pounds or water weight from supplements that make make the muscles retain fluid. And like 5 pounds of muscle, think about a quarter pound cheeseburger. Take 20 of those patties and slap them all over your body and tell me how much muscle that is. It's a lot of muscle. That's that's 5 pounds right there.
Yeah.
So when you think about, all right, let's say you wanted to start with, I want to put on 5 pounds of muscle, which is a lot of muscle. It's very different than weight loss. And this is where you got to eat in 2 hours. This is where that bodybuilding mentality of like eating every 2 hours, you know, lifting extremely heavy and resting in between sets. Bodybuilding is just a totally different beast. You notice they eat a lot of carbs and a lot of protein, but they don't actually eat a lot of fat. And one of the things I tell people is to start out with a 10% calorie surplus. So, for example, let's say you're wearing a little device or you're using S Health and you're guessing at your burn. So you might say, okay, I ran my active metabolic rate, or you Googled BMR on the internet, and it said, oh, what's your height, what's your gender, what's your age? And you said, oh, you put it all in. Okay, bud, you know, you're burning 1,800 calories a day, and then you wear a little device, and it factors in your activity, and it's like, oh, you're burning 3,000 calories a day. Then I would say you need to eat 3,300. And it's slow going at that rate, but it allows you to not put on excess fat, so it'll be slow. And if you're like, oh, I'm just not seeing progress, then we up it another 10%. So now you're at 3,600. That's muscle building right there. And then there's all the supplements, the branched chain aminos and the pre-workout. And, you know, this is, unfortunately, it's not my world in the way that weight loss is. So I kind of equate it to, you're talking to a lawyer, and I specialize in, let's say, family law. But you're asking me about a guy who just got arrested, and I can say, oh, God, I remember that class in law school, but let me refer you. So I can tell you in general that is just not like when you hire a guy in the movies and you need him to look like a superhero overnight, I'm not the go-to girl. You know, I'm the girl that like shreds somebody down quickly. That's my specialty. That's what I'm really good at. But as a rule of thumb, they're counterintuitive. So you kind of got to pick one or the other. So you go up, right? You're like, okay, I like my mass, I like my size, and then you shred it out. And that's when you go, all right, you know, you start bringing, you bring the calories back down to like a split, and where I say, okay, you've burned 3,000, you eat 3,000, and you go back to eating every 4 hours, you cut out the alcohol and all the crap. You drink a lot of water, reduce the sodium, get rid of the processed foods, and that's when you'll drop. Because truthfully, part of that bloat, right, getting leaner, 10 pounds of that's fluid, and we're easily, all day long. Like, if you start drinking, I know people, I'm like, I just want you to do this. reduce your sodium intake to the following and drink, you know, 80 ounces of water a day. They'll drop 5 pounds of water in a week. Just the water. So it literally, you'll see a huge difference in definition by dropping some of that bloat. Because also when you're eating that and taking all those supplements, it'll make you retain some fluid. But if you want the size, you got to go up first. And then when you're like, okay, I like the size. I just want to get more shredded. Then you go back to that whole body shred concept of every 3 to 4 hours. Those extremely focused metabolic conditioning workouts, HIIT training, very explosive, dynamic, total body movements. Whereas mass is like, I'm going to isolate my biceps. Really work on them. And then I'm going to rest. Totally different. Completely different. You reverse the theories. So put the weight on, get to the size you want, and then you can shred. Then you shred off the last bit of body fat and water weight. That's the recommendation. Okay. I know. Most guys actually want to be bigger. It's so, like, women will never tell you that. Women are never like, you know what I want to do? Gains, bro. Not ever. Not ever. And men are always like, I got to get bigger. Always. Jake always says that to me. My brother always says that to me. And there's actually, to be honest with you, I highly recommend, my little brother was talking about this app that he loves, and he always wants to gain weight, and there's an app for that, and it's actually free, and I couldn't believe it. It's called it's bodybuilding.com's app, and it's and he's doing this program called Shortcut to Size. And I actually know the guy who's on it. His name is Jim Stepani. I worked with him on Sweat Inc. And he's a really interesting dude, a very, very knowledgeable guy. Controversial, but extremely well-educated. He's a PhD. And my brother loves it. I mean, he's an animal, though. Like, he'll actually tell you, which is insane, but he's like, if you want to get bigger, you know, he says, like, 2 grams of protein. 2 grams of protein for every pound of muscle. Like, this is just not my world. This is this guy's world. So I know the generalizations of it. And I would never in my life tell somebody that, but I also am not the girl that's going to help you put on 10 pounds of muscle overnight. I'm the girl that's going to help you drop 75 pounds, right? So, but check him out. Check out that app. My brother loves it. Just thinks it's awesome. So check that out and then follow those general guidelines of what I suggested. And get those branched chain aminos in there too. People love those. They help a lot. BCAAs.
Okay. Cool. So now if I wanted to say I'm okay with my muscle mass, which obviously we talked about, I want to increase that, but I want to get rid of those love handles that nobody really loves at this point in time.
Right.
I mean, what do I do from here? I just can't seem to drop below that 205.
Well, here's the question. So then we look at, okay, if that's what's going on, and then I would tell you this is where we get into a vanity pound conversation. So generally what happens when you can't lose vanity pounds, you've got two things going on. Number one, you got to get rid of, like, are you drinking any alcohol at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't drink any alcohol.
You got to cut out, like, all the processed flour, the processed sugar, any alcohol, reduce your sodium, drink lots of water, and go as clean as you can with your food. So that's number one. Number two, how many calories a day are you eating? I'm willing to bet you that you're still eating less than you're burning.
Yeah, so I usually average anywhere from about 1,900 to 2,100 calories.
And do you have any idea what you're burning on the days you train? Because I'm willing to bet you it's well over that. I bet you it's at least 2,500. You're a 205-pound guy who's active.
Yeah, I usually, from what I'm gathering and what I can calculate myself, is I'm usually burning around 350 calories or so when I exercise in the morning.
And how long are you training? A half an hour?
About a half hour. Sometimes it's an hour. So.
Oh, no way. You're doing way over that. There's no way. If you're training for an hour, you're easily doing 10 calories a minute. At 205 pounds, doing something like body shred? There's no way. So I would bet you you're doing probably 500 to 600 calories for every workout, not including your afterburn, not including your activity level. You're 205 pounds. Do you mind if I ask you your age?
34.
Okay. So you're 34, 205 pounds. You're easily breaking 3,000 calories a day. Easy.
Okay.
Easily. So, in fact, let's just look at your basal metabolic rate, okay? Hang on. Okay. Let's Google this. So BMR calculator. All right. Super easy. We're going to pull this up and just tell you, like, if you did nothing, right? So you're a male. You're 34 years old. I'm on the internet, for those of you wondering. You just went BMR calculator. And do you mind if I ask you your height?
Yeah, 6'5".
Oh, Jesus. You're a big, holy.
205 and 6'5 is good.
Yeah, holy cow, dude. That's crazy. 6'5".
You're dreamy, Steve.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Steve.
Here she goes, Steve. All right, calculate. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Hang on a second. Yeah, your BMR, if you did nothing all day long, is 2,000 calories. Nothing. Okay. Like, you sat on the couch like a blob, you'd burn 2,000 calories. Okay? So, now, on an activity level without exercise, okay, are you sedentary, sit at a desk all day long? Do you have, let's say, a job where you're on your feet a little bit, like, let's say, a car salesman, not that you are, but something that somebody that's on their feet a little bit? Let's say, are you, let's say, a trainer, so your activity level throughout the day is pretty active? Are you a construction worker? You're extremely active. One, two, three, four. Where do you put yourself?
I'd say one sedentary. I have a desk job working at a computer all day, so.
Okay, so we would then multiply 2,000 times 1.1. Okay, so 2,200, you're sedentary all day long, all right, we're low. Now, with that said, you exercise. Let's say you're burning 600 calories. So that's going to bring you to around 3,000 calories, babe. And that's with you being sedentary all day long. Because you get the afterburn from the training. So even if we were conservative, and we said you burned 2,200 calories a day, you barely moved, 2,200. And then you worked out, and you did 500. And that's with your afterburn, which is the increase in metabolic rate, okay? So let's say you're at 2,700. You have a deficit of 800 calories a day. Your body right now is going, because you're 6'5", you're 205 pounds. It doesn't want to drop a pound. Not a pound. So what you've done now is you've set yourself up to store a little bit of this fat for survival purposes, because it's going, holy mother, I'm 6'5", 205 pounds, I'm working out regularly, and I'm not eating enough calories to match the calories I've got going out every day. So what I want you to do, it's going to sound insane, I want the clean eating like we discussed, but I want you to bring your calories up 10% every 2 weeks until you hit 2,800 calories on the days you're working out and 24 on the days you're not.
Okay.
And you'll see that gradually, so every 2 weeks, so we gradually start to get, we trigger that metabolism to start firing again, turn back on, because your metabolism is your biochemistry. So when your body is going, oh my God, you know, we have a calorie deficit, it's going to turn down HGH, it's going to turn down testosterone, it's going to start turning up cortisol, it's going to increase hunger hormone. It's responding. It's a dynamic homeostasis, which means it's responding to the feedback. And the feedback says intake low, output high, biochemical changes, slow metabolism down. So when you get those calories to that point, then you're going to make sure that your training has variety. So you don't get stuck in a routine, so that we're constantly challenging the body. And what that means is, let's say you're doing chest press, another time you're going to do push-ups. If you've been doing push-ups, you're going to do decline push-ups. You're going to do incline push-ups. You're going to do plyometric chest presses with a bar and a Smith machine. You're going to do all different kinds of exercises for the same muscle group. You're going to add more reps 1 week. You're going to add more weight the next week. You're going to constantly change up the stimulus. You're going to change reps, you're going to change weight, you're going to change angles of push and pull, you're going to change the exercises, so the body's constantly changing. You're going to make sure that those workouts are explosive and dynamic. You're going to keep the heart rate up at about 85% of your maximum heart rate, so you'll subtract your age from the number 220, you can wear a little heart rate monitor, and you're going to make sure that you're at 85% of that number. Nicole, multiply 220 by 0.85 for me, please, and we'll tell him exactly what his heart rate is. No, wait, subtract 34. 220 minus 34, so he's 186 times 0.85. 186 times 0.85. 0.85. It should be 158.1. So your heart rate should be around 160 beats a minute while you're training.
Okay.
And you will get, and that will shred you out.
Okay.
That will get you ripped and lean. To gain, you got to go, it's a got more way more food. A lot more food. Way less metabolic, far more like heavy lifting, lower heart rate, eating every 2 hours, counterintuitive to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah, it actually kind of scares me too. Over the past year, trying to watch and be very careful with everything that I've been eating and counting everything that I eat and put it in my log, it kind of scares me a little bit to do that. So,
why don't you bring it up gradually and get yourself to like 24 on the days you're not training, 28 on the days you are, but you are small for that height. So you and if you do it gradually, it will gradually ease you back in mentally and physically.
Okay.
Stay dreamy, Steve. Stay dreamy.
For crying out
loud. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Keep in touch with us. Email us back. Let us know how it's going.
I will, definitely. And my wife's thrilled, I got to tell you, about your new book coming out. We're in the process of
getting pregnant.
And she's excited about that.
You know what? Do me a favor. We're gonna get your information, and I'm going to send you, I'm just about to get copies of the manuscript in the next month. I'll send you a copy for her. Because actually, you want to start it before you're pregnant. That's where I want to catch people, right now, in the prepping stage. Even though if you already are pregnant, it's never too late, but we ideally want to catch people right where you are now. So I will send it to you as soon as I have a manuscript in the next month or so.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, please. It's my pleasure, bud. Thanks for checking in with us, and keep up the great work.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
A male caller. Right. Quite exciting, I must admit. It's a thrill. It really is.
Yeah.
And don't forget, send us your questions at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.